Penguin Random House Audio presents Grown Up Pose by Sonia Lali. Read for you by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. Anu Desai tied her hair back with the elastic around her wrist and broke into a jog as she turned into the back alley. She hadn't taken this path in more than 10 years, yet it looked exactly the same. A near-rotting wood fence still ran the length of the alley, vines draped over the planks intermittently. The gravel crunched conspicuously beneath her sneakers, and she slowed her pace as she made a right onto another back street. After the third garbage bin, she traced her hand along the wood, 3 large paces past the fire hydrant, and found the latch. Opening the gate just a sliver, she slipped through and closed it noiselessly. She glanced up at Mrs. Jenkins' bedroom window next door, if it was Mrs. Jenkins who still lived there. The lights were out, and so Anu tiptoed toward the shed. She stuck her back foot on the fence to push herself up the wall and was surprised by how easy the familiar motions felt. She stepped fully onto the fence and then leaned against the outer wall of the house. From there, it was just 1 step onto the rain gutter. She tested it first to make sure it was still sturdy, and then another onto the windowsill. As always, the window was open just a hair. It was one of the best parts about living in Vancouver. Even if it was chilly outside, like today, nothing beat that fresh Pacific Northwest air. Anu pressed her face close in toward the window as she found her footing, and her stomach growled when the smell of deep-fried pakoras hit her. While Anu's own mother had experimented with non-Indian food, going so far as to serve the family pasta and pad thai on occasion, her soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law, Priya Desai, had stuck to her roots. The only stains on her kitchen counter were from turmeric, and if the spice or vegetable wasn't available at her local Punjabi grocery store, well, Priya had probably never tried it. Anu settled her butt down and then gently tapped her fingers against the glass until it opened. Back first, she pushed through. But where there used to be a bench, there was nothing but air, and she toppled over into a large crash onto the floor. A light switched on while she was sprawled on the ground, and Anu tried to sit up in a blur, ignoring the pulsing sensation in her left ankle. Anoush? Mother Fiona, that hurt! She felt hands on either side of her pulling her up, then spotted 2 dark brown feet sticking out from beneath the legs of khaki trousers. Why didn't you use the front door? The room stopped spinning. Anu moved to massage her ankle and winced at the pain. Here, let me take a look. Ow! That doesn't look good. Neil Desai rolled up the hem of her jeans and inspected her ankle, squatting down in front of her. This was the most physical contact they'd had in months, nearly a year, and she wondered if he was thinking the same thing. Do you know what you're doing? She said quickly to break the silence. Are there any doctors downstairs? He snorted.
Don't need one. I took a first aid class, remember?
In 2007?
But that's basically the same thing as medical school.
Oh, really?
He grinned again, and she winced. But this time, it wasn't from the pain. She pulled her leg away from him and stepped gingerly onto the floor. After testing her weight, she stood up straight with Neil's help. Neil's bedroom used to have baby blue walls and ugly wicker furniture. Not that Priya had ever allowed Anu to go upstairs to his room when they were dating. Now it was their daughter Kanika's room, with every Disney figurine, plush toy, or poster imaginable living within its blush pink walls. Her Moana backpack and matching suitcase were open on the floor, clothes and books spilling out. Neil crouched down and started tucking everything neatly away. Do you want any help? Anu asked. He shook his head, and so she walked toward the far window, pressed her head against the glass. Anu should have waited to come over until the party had concluded, or offered for Kanika to sleep there an extra night. The front lawn was crowded with the aunties and uncles of her community, dressed up in a rainbow of red, saffron, and gold in tribute to Diwali. Some had firecrackers, candles, or sparklers. Others watched the festivities from the sidelines. Anu didn't have the energy to face them today, although she knew she would have to on the way out. She couldn't climb out of Neil's bedroom window with a 5-year-old in tow. She spotted Priya climbing up the porch stairs slowly, leaning her weight onto the handrail, and then Kanika darting past her in the opposite direction, waving 2 long sparklers. Anu inhaled sharply. Someone had dressed her in a neon pink lehenga so long she could trip over it. And why hadn't anyone put a coat on her? Couldn't they feel the biting October wind? "I know she's not wearing a coat," Neil said behind her. She refused. "She's getting more stubborn every day."
"Just like you."
"I was going to say, just like you." Anu smiled out the window, watching her daughter prance around the lawn, basking in the attention of being the only child at the party.
"Why aren't you down there?"
"There was a minor fire-related emergency."
She spun around to face him. Tucking Kanika's favorite plush walrus into the backpack, he gestured to his right forearm, at a bald patch the size of a baseball.
"Prabha, uncle, brought firecrackers, and I got caught in the crossfire when he tried to light one in the kitchen sink."
"He tried to light it inside the house?" Anu laughed. "They make these things childproof. Who knew it needed to be uncle-proof?"
She went to reach for the bald patch, but caught herself just in time. Instead, she planted her hands firmly on her hips. "It's just hair," he said quietly. "It'll grow back." She nodded, even though she didn't agree. Not everything came back. Anu sat down at the foot of the bed, and she wondered if it was the same twin bed Neil had slept in until they got married. She leaned her head back against the wall and closed her eyes. For the first time since he had moved out, they were back on good terms. They were civil, and sometimes on Saturdays during the pickups and drop-offs, on nights like these, they even laughed together. But she knew Neil, and now everything was about to change. She opened her eyes. He was examining her more closely as he closed up the backpack with its palm tree zipper.
"Everything okay, Anush?"
She pressed her lips together, cringing at the sound of his nickname for her, the way the tone dropped off at the elongated ooh sound. Once upon a time, it had been romantic. And now?
"Ryan and I,"
she caught his eye, and there was no need to say more. He dropped the backpack to the floor, rubbed his hands through his hair. She sat forward on the bed.
"Are you okay?"
He didn't reply. She could hear him breathing over the sounds of voices downstairs, chattering filling up the house.
"I haven't told Kanika. She hasn't even met him yet."
You climb in here like nothing has changed and just spring this on me."
Neil was pacing now, and his voice was on the rise. He was on the cusp of snapping. That temper of his, the one that reared its petty, unruly self so rarely, was on its way up and out.
"She hasn't met him yet? Is it serious?"
"Neil, lower your voice."
She stood up from the bed, keeping the weight on her right foot.
"It's only been a few months, I swear. I didn't want you to find out from anyone else."
"So everyone knows you're with him now? Is that it?"
"Neil, please calm down."
"Don't you, Beta!"
A sharp voice from the doorway.
"Hush!"
Her mother-in-law, Priya, was standing at the entrance of the room.
her sari a sheath of orange top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?